Biden late life crisis, touts electric Corvettes while firing up classic car engine. By Hannah Blow on August 5, 2020. Presidential candidate Joe Biden, D, released a video on Wednesday featuring himself revving a hunter green Corvette Stingray, an American classic, while promising to move the country to electric vehicles. "I like to drive. I used to think I was a pretty good driver," Biden said in the video showing the presidential hopeful revving up the engine with a mask on. "I didn't get a chance to flat shift into second. I was afraid I'd go through those guys," he said, laughing. The video then showed Biden opening the hood of the car and reminiscing over his incredible memories associated with the vehicle. "Nothing but incredible memories. Every time I get in, I think of my dad and Beau," he said, marveling over the setup of the American classic. "This is just boom," he continued. "This is an iconic industry. How can American-made vehicles no longer be out there?" he asked. "I believe we can own the 21st century market again by moving to electric vehicles. And by the way, they tell me, and I'm looking forward if it's true to driving one, that they're making an electric Corvette that can go 200 miles per hour," Biden said. "You think I'm kidding?" "I'm not kidding," he said, chuckling. "So, I'm excited about it." Biden's $2 trillion climate change proposal, which bears some of the markings of Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's DNY, Radical Green New Deal, promises to move the U.S. economy to 100% renewable energy sources by 2035, 5 years after the New York lawmakers' original goal. Such a move would effectively put the fossil fuel industry out of business, as Breitbart News detailed. Notably, Biden's plan would also create subsidized replacement schemes for electric cars to wean Americans away from gasoline, according to Forbes. According to Biden's plan, there are now 1 million electric vehicles on the road in the United States. But a key barrier to further deployment of these greenhouse gas-reducing vehicles is the lack of charging stations and coordination across all levels of government. As president, Biden will work with our nation's governors and mayors to support the deployment of more than 500,000 new public charging outlets by the end of 2030. In addition, Biden will restore the full electric vehicle tax credit to incentivize the purchase of these vehicles. He will ensure the tax credit is designed to targeted middle-class consumers and, to the greatest extent possible, to prioritize the purchase of vehicles made in America. The plan adds that Biden will develop a new fuel economy standard that goes beyond what the Obama-Biden administration put in place.